It was just after midnight when a cube van that had been stolen 2 days prior drove down the Heldenplatz, a road that ran along a parking lot that fronted the Hofburg Palace. Sitting laterally from the palace was the Austrian Imperial Treasury. The van was rather unremarkable, with a muted color that was dark gray or brown beneath the flare of the street's sodium vapor lamps. There were no markings or anything to suggest that the vehicle was a company van of any kind, nor did it sport registration plates, front or back. Abd al-Mumin was sitting in the rear with his team of six, who had been pieced together with elite forces from different nations and those who honestly believed that they were being governed by the blessings of Allah. Abd al-Mumin was simply a tool of Allah's guidance and the holiest minion within the group outside of Mustafa. As the vehicle pulled over and idled by the curb with its lights off, the Austrian Imperial Treasury remained in the driver's sight, along with a pair of guard shacks. At night, the treasury was under the aesthetic lighting of magnificent-looking lamps. Abd al-Mumin was fully dressed in black attire, with the majority of his face covered by a balaclava. Working his way to the front of the vehicle from the rear, Abd al-Mumin made his way to the driver, who was wearing the security uniform of the Austrian Imperial Treasury team, all the way down to the matching stripes, insignias, and piping. Against his hip was a holstered sidearm.
"You know what to do, Khalifa," Abd al-Mumin told him. "Allah will see you through."
Khalifa was a Saudi national and a one-time member of the Royal Saudi Armed Forces. After his term with the branch was over, and with Allah the supreme leader in his heart, it did not take him long to find a desirable place in Ali Mustafa's cell. At least here he had a purpose that was far above what the Royal Saudi Armed Forces had provided him with. And it was here that Khalifa felt most valuable, since serving Allah was paramount. Even his personal welfare had little meaning to him, as long as Allah waited to gift him with paradise. Khalifa nodded.
"Stay close."
The IS operative exited the vehicle with his eyes fixed on the guard shacks. There was a guard inside each shed that stood adjacent to one another, both busy typing away at a keyboard while glimpsing periodically at the monitor. Khalifa set an earbud transmitter inside his ear and enabled it.
"Abd al-Mumin, you read?"
A moment later, and through white noise, an answer came back.
"You're here. Adjust your settings. You're breaking up."
The second transmission from Abd al-Mumin was clear, the settings exact.
"Good."
Khalifa then adjusted the eye of his body cam, which was a button-sized lens that was attached to his shirt pocket. In fact, it replaced and mimicked a button that all security uniforms had.
"Images,"
he said softly.
"Clear."
Khalifa nodded.
"Here we go."
The terrorist started to cross the lot and make his way towards the guard sheds, the man moving with purpose and showing the confidence of one who belonged. Then, as he neared the guard sheds, both guards exited and patted the air for Khalifa to stop. Neither, however, had drawn their weapons. They were simply voicing their protests. Khalifa raised his hands in mock surrender while approaching, the man wearing a becoming smile that had been practiced before a mirror a number of times. Though the guards recognized the uniform, they did not recognize the face. Even in the cast of dim lighting, it was obvious that the man's complexion was dark and his features more Middle Eastern. But his German was flawless.
"I was advised by the Treasury principals to check in with you, since tonight's my night to take watch inside the secular chamber."
"We received no such correspondence from administration," stated the guard on the right, "and everyone who was supposed to report did."
"I have paperwork,"
said Khalifa, as he continued to move forward by way of taking smaller steps.
"Right here, in my pocket."
He reached inside his shirt pocket and produced a folded sheet of paper, which he unraveled. Then he held it up.
"I'm new."
From the guards' positions, at least by the markings, the order appeared genuine.